This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Whoa. It's Friday, March 14th, 2025.
Friday.
Pie Day.
Yes.
It's Friday Pie Day.
Oh, I got to turn you up in them headphones. Hang on.
Oh, do you not hear enough of me? You need some more?
Give you some snare.
Yeah, snare.
I mean, more snare in my headphones.
This is always a interesting day for me, March 14th.
Why, you try to remember what everyone's referencing for like the first 2 hours of the day, and you're like, oh yeah, pie, 3.14.
Now I got three birthdays on the same day to celebrate. I'm like, oh Lord,
oh,
that's a lot.
Will they be in celebrity birthdays or?
Oh no.
That's a big day.
We should do a thing called celibate birthdays. It's famous people who can no longer.
Who don't hook up.
Choose not to.
Yes.
It just sucks when you got to get three different gifts. And let's be honest, a gift is money these days. So there's more money going out the window.
A gift is money. A gift is money. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah, just.
Why don't you knit them a cool. Well, you were into knitting coasters there for a while. What? It's not knitting. What do
crochet.
You call that? Well, no, it's not.
This is yarn and canvas. This is like canvas art.
Oh, our way sounded better.
Uh-huh.
Canvas art sounds pretentious and dickheady.
Dickheady.
Oh, yes.
I'm into canvas art.
Do you buy it as a kit and then...
No.
Oh, you don't?
Just the yarn separate, the canvas separate.
You freehanded that 51 for Jeremy Clements?
Why, that's stenciled it with a Sharpie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, I thought it came in a kit.
Yeah, but look... Let's be honest. When you give somebody a thoughtful gift, that's for you. That's not for them.
That depends. I agree with that because I've given some that, you know. And no, this isn't about the Trump painting I gave you, Paige. I think you really did like that.
It's in my office.
I know.
But it's on the floor. It's not on the wall.
Yeah, it's in the wall.
She put it in the seat. She sits on it every time she comes in here.
She sits on my big orange face. We love it. We love getting the face sit on.
My Trump's starting to sound like Joan Rivers a little bit.
It's over by my one high
heel.
That
sounds like he's got throat cancer. So I've been arguing a long time.
But I have now here's the joke. I did give someone a painting that I did one time, and they squalled. Now, was it because they thought it was a bad gift, and they were expecting something from a store? Or did it, but I think it was a really touching thing. And then another time with one of my paintings. I just don't have time to, how can I say this? Not F with it anymore.
Maybe they squalled because it was on cardboard.
No.
Never touched.
No. I got a closet full of blank canvases. God, what? That's a country song.
I got a closet full
of blank canvases.
Blank.
Help me paint my life.
And to the left. There's a dildo or two.
No, you're infringing on another song. You caught me off guard here.
Should have sang that last night, Blake Shelton.
Oh, for real? Where? Yeah.
Well, he was at the Wellness Arena.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I didn't realize it until I saw people's Instagram stories. I'm like, oh, okay.
I tell you, and this is no joke, I remember years ago when there was an opportunity to go to a bigger city doing this job, and I, honest to God, true story, I said, Lord, I don't want to go to a big city. I want to stay here. Oh, and wait. I feel like
another song
that the big city has come to me. It's come to us. Because freaking, who was it? Pele Jr. was in town the other day?
Ronaldinho.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
I know it's a big soccer guy.
Didn't sign anything. Well, he signed one jersey that I saw.
You got Mark Wahlberg hovering around the Anderson area from time to time. Jeremy Clements. I mean, that goes without saying.
Huge star.
Trevor Immelman's kid goes to Clemson. Ian Poulter's kid goes to Clemson.
I'm watching something on Netflix live the other night. Oh, I guess it was. Well, it wasn't. I was wrestling. Yes, that's what it was. But a freaking commercial for UFC pops up. And who's on it? Wonder Boy.
Yep.
I'm what? Like, it's now, whether we're moving with it or not, I don't know. But the lease is coming to us.
I don't know if you trust, you know, data or what people say, but we are the fastest growing state in the country.
Yeah, but see,
this area is the fastest growing area of the state.
That's that whole, you know, like, that's the thing. The Truman Show is one of the lessons in that movie of how your state, how your city is always putting out this information. Like, we are the best city for this. And it's almost a thing like, all right, y'all, stay here. For real. It's good here. Keep the economy balanced in our area. Keep it. But also, it's an advertisement to people that live in crappy places like New Mexico or something.
I don't get, yeah, I don't
or,
get
or
it.
Or Delaware, where like you just think, like, what do you do?
We're bringing people here to live in apartments.
They're basically advertising. Yeah, like those old aerial shots of old downtowns. That was nothing more than a real estate brochure for, like, hey, come here and live. Tourism
dollars.
You can't
afford houses here. Like, you can't afford houses in your own
think
hometown.
About it. How many times as a child, if you lived here in South Carolina, probably in North Carolina too, did you see smiling faces, beautiful faces, South Carolina? And you're like, dude, I live here. Why are you advertising to me?
That's where I
live
at.
Here. You about to aggravate me. You're going to move me to North Carolina and maybe Georgia.
What's North Carolina's theme?
I don't know. I've never lived there.
I should know.
Spent
that.
Spent some time there. Personal appearances and such.
Oh, okay.
Ball games. Races. Races, not races. Races.
Now imagine if you like
wrestling things.
If you're out driving around, just find a dirt lot and then go stand in the corner. That's what I imagine living in New Mexico would be like.
I know. I mean, that's the first one that popped into my head. Like, God, what do you do there? Go like.
I know somebody that moved there.
Go Baja.
It's nice there.
I mean, if you got like side by side, it'd be probably fun on the weekend.
Although
just
I was
dart off across the Cactuses and crap.
Only there one night.
You were in where?
In New Mexico for one night only.
Was it Truth or Consequences?
No, it was because we were going to Vegas.
Oh, I know if you saw my buddy Cactus. He lives from that area. See, I'm from that generation where Cactus Jack meant Foley, not Travis Scott.
Yeah, that's true. Oh Lord.
I mean, I feel like that.
It's pretty.
Of a T-shirt or a meme or something, right
sunsets
there.
Sunsets
well.
Are beautiful.
So, well, you know what?
And
so
the
are
food
they here?
Was great wherever we went.
I took a picture the other day. One of them, what I consider like a throwaway picture, where I think this is pretty. This is nature-like, and you just throw it up. And it was at the farm, and it was the sunset, and the way it turned the clouds like.
People love it. Those
purple
for some reason.
And gold
and
orange. It was beautiful. And I put pictures of all kinds of stuff up there. That one was the most viewed and shared.
People will.
On my story was a sunset.
I don't get it. They'll go stare at it like an R word or
like,
there's
dude,
a
it's out there where you, I mean, it's y'all in my area, most of you. Like, just walk out in the yard real quick. I just posted this.
It is nice if you get to sit outside and enjoy the view.
I know, and I'm thankful for that. Now, look, I wasn't necessarily sitting outside and enjoying myself. I was probably shoveling crap throwing hay around.
But, I mean, if you get to get out.
My friend Hay was there.
And see the desert, it is stunning.
It can't be. There's no way.
Stunning.
It is so pretty.
Like, everything about movies told me, like, if you're out there long enough, you start to see crap. Like, you start tripping balls thinking, oh, look, water. There's water. We going to take off running for it.
In Arizona.
Wearing your pants on your head like Clark W. Griswold in Vacation.
Why do people get like that?
I don't know. I've never been in the desert.
I mean, like with sunsets and constellations.
Because it's pretty.
Because it's pretty. You ever go to the beach and just look out at the surf and watch the tide come in?
No, he's watching the buffet, see when they're bringing out more crab legs.
You need to enjoy life more and smell the roses.
Oh, shut up. You don't do it. You don't do it either, kind of.
No, I should.
I wish I could.
I'm the worst person. I go 90 miles an hour everywhere.
Except you literally in the car.
No, I'm constantly.
It goes 90 miles an hour in life and 40 on the interstate.
Well, you go to traffic school and you tell me how you feel about it.
My mom would disown me.
When you get 3 points to get your license. You tell me how you feel because you're going to lose your license if you get another ticket.
I got 2 licenses, so we cool.
Oh, yeah?
One fills up, use the other.
You just tell me how you feel. After you get pulled over for driving 82 on 85. You just tell me how you feel.
I wish I could. I don't have time, but I wish I could show you pictures of this person I know who moved to New Mexico and like what their surroundings are like. And I'm like, it's nothing.
Did they start wearing like a lot of turquoise and stuff?
I mean, might as well.
Going to health spas.
Yeah.
Like you. Oh, I knew somebody. Oh, no, this is worse. I know somebody that moved out to Oklahoma because that's the only place they could find what they said was a farm-sized land at a decent price.
The only thing I remember about...
It's way out in the panhandle of, like, nothing.
You're right, and it's flat. And it was, we wanted to get through Oklahoma pretty fast because there was a tornado behind us.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm like...
You're turning this page. You're thinking of the movie Twisters.
You stole
Twisters. You're thinking of Twisters.
No, actually, we drove across...
Did you go to your aunt's house and she made fried chicken for you and all your friends?
No. My mom drove us across the country by herself one time.
There was a cow in the tornado?
And it was kind of creepy, but it was in the background. And we're like, Mommy, hurry.
Like if you...
One time, me and my family drove across country on vacation. And we had our great aunt with us, and she died. But my dad said, we're going to get to Disney World. So we put her on the roof of the car and kept going.
And then he thought we were effed in the head.
You know, it wasn't that nice. It was like my mom was going through a divorce or she was leaving.
Marilyn Monroe drove by and Dad kept watching her and nearly killed us in the car. Yeah.
I want to tell this person, like, you own, like, a ranch, I guess, but it's in the middle of nowhere. And you got nothing on it. Like, you wasted your money.
But that could be, like, do you see, I mean, you can't see on a map necessarily, but, like, if Stone Cold Ranch or farm or
what?
Whatever, like, it's literally out in the middle of nowhere. But, like, it's beautiful land, and it's literally, I know approximately, not like the street, but the general on a map where, you know, where it is. And because he's referenced it before. I haven't stalked him. And but it's like, that would be, like, I need to be close enough to get the stuff and go and do, but also that tranquility of being totally away from it, God, that's like gold.
I know he's a big time Southern California guy too, so
he can also drive up the road and fly all over to wherever he wants to go.
He's got a plane.
Yeah. I don't know that Stone Cold's got an airplane. I mean, hey,
he's got a license.
I got a Stone Cold copter.
Where do you want to go? You want to go here?
It's hidden in this Thunder Cave.
You want to go there?
Where?
Everywhere.
That'd be nice.
The attitude error.
You think he still sleeps in his jorts?
You know what's crazy? Is, now, look, to be ironic, I wore this shirt today.
Look at that. It's like a.
It's my Austin 316 shirt because I feel bad about wearing it on Sunday.
You better wear it Sunday.
Because you don't know what it means.
What?
No, I know what it means. It means Stone Cold just whooped your ass.
Oh.
But you know, I don't have like the Bazinga 3.14 pie shirt or whatever people will be wearing today. I don't have one of those. That shows out of my thinking range, so good for you.
According to Stone Cold, just happened to come up with it at the King of the Ring promo.
I do believe that.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes.
You can never trust a worker.
Well, you know what? Now, here's the one I don't believe. When he says how he came up with Stone Cold, he said that I think it was Lady Blossom that was his wife at the time. I don't remember her real name. It was her worker sister name, Lady Blossom. Oh. She wasn't Lady Bird.
It was before Deborah.
It was a time traveler. But it was pre-Deborah, several back. And she brought him some coffee. And he let it sit there. And
thank you.
He said, so there's something about... He let it sit there long enough that she said, you've already let it get stone cold. And there was this moment where he just froze and said, "What did you just say?" And she's like, "You let your coffee don't get stone cold." And then he's like, "Wait a minute. That's it."
Okay, then it's going
to
change.
He put his knee braces on, walked over to his pad and pen, and started writing out stone cold.
It's going to change to where he was, "I was driving by the stone cold creamery. I thought that'd be a good name, so I took it."
No, don't say that. That sounds, "Hey, it's Paul E. Hey, don't go with that one, Steve. What? You got to do something a little better. Go the way The Rock did with the $7.
You think he's riding around town looking for, maybe I could be Aldi. Maybe I could be the Sphinx.
What?
Just coming up with names.
Oh, man.
They call me Little Rebel.
It's going to be bad. Knocking on wood here. I love the hell out of Stone Cold. But down the road, like when he starts to lose his hearing.
Oh, man.
And, you know, maybe his friends or family, he's going to be over there and they're going to be talking to him. And he's going to say, "What?" They're like, "Steve, quit.
Stop.
Quit doing your wrestling gimmick.
You're not.
I can't hear you. What?" And it's just like, look, the boy who cried wolf. Now everyone's going to think Stone Cold's messing with him when he's going deaf.
Dude, if you're hard of hearing in one ear, do people just load up on that ear and just like scream, you know, profanities and whatnot? Kind of like if somebody's blind and you take a picture with them and you turn them the other way.
He had a good sense of humor about that. Remember the...
He did love it. Yeah. If you want blind luck,
he had a good
time. You're
the
man. Some pictures we'd turn the other way. You know, he'd be looking at the camera, then we'd turn around.
There was some old baseball player I met when I was younger that... I can't remember who it was. It was like one of those... people you would take a picture with just because they used to play baseball years ago, like they're not a name. I can't remember who it was, but
Graffinino?
No. I want to say it was the name won't even probably ring a bell with most people. His name was Moose Scourin. He played for the Yankees back with Mantle and Yogi Bear and all these
guys. Yeah.
Whitey Ford and whatnot. And
Billy Martin.
Is that the Charlotte Marketplace where they used to do ball card shows and autograph guests and stuff. Anyway, in the picture, like, I sat there and saw the guy and probably asked him a bunch of stupid questions. You know, it's cool because he had an old man flat top still, and I probably had a similar haircut. And anyway, in the picture, it looked like he blew up his cheeks to make fun of the fact that I was fat. Like something like this.
That's messed up.
Now, all my friends and family and stuff, you probably caught him mid-sentence, and that was his mouth going like that. Right. I was like, no, that old man was making fun of me for being fat kid.
Mickey Mantle probably told him to do it. I'm making fun of Fat Harris.
It was not the same time, but I think the time when I met Whitey Ford there, too.
What's up, Whitey?
Is your shirt name Fatty Ford? Lord. All right, so happy Friday. That's freaking awesome.
I don't want to take a break yet. Like, I really don't. Like, I'm catching the groove.
You're the one who plays this music.
Yeah,
makes us go to break.
Mark Hendricks literally whips me if I don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think you got it rough? You about too, Fatty.
That's how we ended up with Adam and Eve sponsorship. I was going in there buying all these leather straps to beat Fatty. It is fun when he says that. When he refers to you as like casually as Fatty. But it's endearing to me. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
He's not calling me that, so I guess that's why. All right, so the guy that we told you about yesterday, you know, look, don't lambaste us, but the guy's absolutely promising he's going to be on with us shortly after 8 o'clock today has issues with... This is one I did myself. Like I've been saying on there, Fat Boy is like the one who has the email and going back and forth. I was like, you know what? I can do this crap too. So
it's fun to do sometimes, you know.
You know what? Like this guy, he's like Johnny on the spot, so I don't think we're going to have to worry about any kind of, I got cold feet. But he's real deal about this. It's the fact that his girlfriend is in a situation where she has to flirt for her job. And not sexually flirting, but just...
I don't know what that means.
Like. So that's a good tease, though, right?
Yeah, it really
okay.
is.
Okay, so what is her job, he agrees, she had to do a little bit of flirting, but it bothers him to the fact that he hates that his mind's even going to think it could be cheating. So he wants to... get some opinions today about that. So that'll be shortly after 8 o'clock, as well as all the usual frivolities. Plus, I got a farm story, too. It's funny, it's fascinating, and gross as hell.
Oh, that's a magic word.
That's the second good t-shirt.
Does it have to do with poo?
No. Oh. Believe it or not. Oh. You ready for this? Or feces. Neither one of those. Or urine. I'll go a step further. So let your mind wander as it should. We'll maybe hit that up after sports and then get to the cheating versus flirting guy at 8. And then all kinds of other stuff in between.
It's action-packed. I mean, it really is.
On a Friday, on Payday Friday. You can feel free to call or text us. Go with the text for the first hour, please. 1-800-774-0093. We could just put them on busy, but that ain't fair to do to you. So we tell you just don't call yet
because
we're not going to get any until 7 o'clock. But that number, 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't text and drive standard. Data text rates apply. Paige, what is up in the Plex of yours?
Well, we're going to find out where people are wanting to fly away to this year. It's that time of the year is to plan your vacation.
Oh, some spring break's already started. What is that?
Well, I mean,
it's early, right?
The only reason I knew that is because that one girl was missing. That's sad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh,
yeah. Somebody's missing again on spring break?
Well, it might be the same one. It couldn't, you know? I mean, it's, I think it's been like a couple weeks. I hope it's not left over from last year.
Oh, gosh.
And still haven't found her. I don't know. All right, I'll Google that. Paige will get some stuff ready, and we'll do some news next. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
We begin with this. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So your dream vacation is, you know, could be here anytime.
Uh-oh.
Just gotta plan it. Right now is the big time to do so.
Planning it's easy. Paying for it, easy.
So we're about 20% of the way through this year already, so we got to plan for the summer and our vacations right now. So there was a new study that used internet search data to find each state's dream travel destination.
It's going to be easy for some, and like some states, there just ain't nothing to go to.
Agreed. I'd love to like do a. Let's do that. Let's mark it down. As we're going, I'll bring in a real map. Or we could put it on the TV, and we'll sit there and just point in the various states. Like, any desired free trip right now, would you go? Okay?
Oh.
Right. We're doing a prep meeting as well right now. I'm on the radio. Writers meeting. State map. Free vacation selection.
Okay. That's going to be good.
That'd be fun.
It's going to piss people off.
Let's do that Monday.
Okay. Yeah. For real. Don't throw that away.
I'm not.
Tape it to Paige's forehead so you don't forget it.
Nice. Well, so they wanted to know what the number one spot was. So they had a bunch of different ideas. 10 states picked Florida cities. 4 more picked Hawaii. And 3 wanted to go to Vegas. 2 wanted to enjoy Southern California.
No.
And Arizona or Phoenix or Tucson was also on there.
I have no desire ever to go back to the state of California. No offense, Paige.
Ironically, people in
see
Arizona.
What I want to see, what I need to see out there. I'm done.
They wanted cooler temperatures like Seattle, as do people in Alabama. They're searching for vacations in Denver. Floridians and Georgians are looking to go to New York.
The way you are about California is how I am with Hawaii. Like I never need to go.
I got to talk to some people that have been post all the tragedy stuff out there because. You know, the internet and TV and everything paints a different picture of reality sometimes. Like, I know somebody that you mentioned Tulum the other day. I talked to somebody that got back 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, dude. Like,
that's like the only three places they'll go is Cabo, Tulum, and Cancun.
Yeah.
So, ironically, we
Squid Row
in
Tijuana,
South Carolina,
no one cares about anymore.
We love Jamaica.
No, I'll never go to Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm good, too. I'm good, Mon.
North Carolinians?
Mon.
Where do North Carolinians want to go?
Panama.
Why?
I do not believe that.
Like, I don't know if it's Panama City or, like, Panama itself.
They might have thought they said, what's your favorite Van Halen song?
What's your favorite canal?
What, all right. If you're in North Carolina right now, which I know we have a huge following up there. Like, for real. Panama?
Yankees.
Like, what's up?
Or they like, you know,
they might be thinking about Panama City, Florida. Spring break.
They even want to go to Topsail. Which look, Topsail's nice, but there's nothing there. Nothing.
But there's also some I'm not gonna because people are very territorially loyal to certain beaches in South Carolina.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna but there's some. And I'm not talking about Myrtle, because I have a love-hate for Myrtle. I love old Myrtle. Don't like new Myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
But some of those beaches that people are very fond of, there is nothing to do there. Now, it's pretty, and there ain't as many people there. There ain't nothing to do except drink.
Mm-hmm. But you just described the Outer Banks. Nothing there.
Well, that's and it's and but up there though at night it gets cold, though. That's what I hate. I'm a puss.
Well, I got a buddy that moved there. I'm like, why are you going there?
It's beautiful, man.
And folks in Tennessee, they want
constant fear of hurricanes and such.
People need to clear it with me before they move is what I'm getting at.
They want to go to Costa Rica for some reason.
No. I don't get how that's become a popular destination.
No.
Like, that just screams like Haiti to me. Like, you could, you know.
That screams like, what are you, a baseball scout?
Like, you could encounter a criminal element.
Japan is really popular. Folks in California want to go to Japan. So do people in North Dakota.
I would like to. Yeah, I would go to Japan. My cousin that's in the Marines, he'll show me his pictures like of Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Like, they're really nice.
Hey, what can we get for $10?
They're really nice and developed. And there's 7-Elevens everywhere that are like, you know.
Duh, sounds like heaven.
Full, like real nice. Like their stuff's a lot nicer than our stuff, which is it's kind of hard to explain. Right? Yeah, I'm seeing like, you know.
See,
like,
I appreciate the firsthand accounts versus internet and stuff because like you see some of these videos like on Vice and it shows.
Oh yeah.
Like the food courts are nothing but vending machines and it's like it looks like piss poor food. Like you remember how you could eat food out of a vending machine back in the day? Like it was on this little circle that it would spin around, you could buy half like a sandwich and all that crap. Like that's the way it's perpetuated. Like that's Joe Sixpack's way of life is eating food out of vending machines.
Oh.
And so I need to see the real Japan.
They got the sushi on the conveyor belts that just come by your table.
I don't eat it at the stores that make it fresh.
I feel like you're going to get to a point where you won't eat food.
Well, no.
Unless
you kidding me?
So who wants to go to...
You should have seen me last night.
Florida. Folks from Indiana and Kentucky, they're getting flights to Florida.
Yeah. Fatboy said it's cheap to fly from GSP at Greenville-Spartanburg to New York now.
Oh, like, yeah.
The one way...
Cheap there, Florida, like real cheap.
Like when my grandma flew there, like it was a big deal when she was younger. It flew up there. I think there was 3 stops.
Oh no!
Yeah.
And if you live in Montana, Utah, or Nevada, you want to go to Hawaii. That makes sense.
And if that's your girlfriend's nickname, Big Montana, you want to get away from her.
Oh Lord!
She may have to go get that puff. Get that rejuve. Look up that rejuve.
I like the way you say that.
What happened to French Montana, man? You made me think about him. Where's Jules Santana? I mean, where's Carlos?
Where they're probably hanging out with Jada Kiss somewhere.
Oh, man.
The rest of the locks.
Where's Fabulous?
And lastly, Happy Pi Day. 3.4, 22 over 7. So, the most popular pie?
Poontang.
I was going to say hair.
8% cherry pie, number 4. Pecan pie, number 9. Pumpkin pie, second place. 23% of the people love that. And the number one pie in America.
Apple pie.
Yeah, yes.
Disagree. 29%
apple pie lovers out there.
Oh, I thought she said apple was number 2.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. That's good. Pumpkin
pie. Good. I like lemon meringue.
Is your pie on there anywhere?
Well, yeah, where's like, I like key lime.
That is.
Oh, really?
But you got to go to like, you know.
The store.
Publix, Florida to get Ingles. Really good key lime pie. That is number 8, 4% of the people like that. Sweet potato pie, 2%.
I'm all messed up and I don't know why.
Lemon meringue pie, number 5.
Lemon meringue.
Sweet potato pie made famous by a song of the South.
I was going to say, wasn't that song by a guy named Domino? And it was talking about vagina.
I was thinking the Alabama
group. This guy really likes sweet potato pie. I was, you know, not worldly at that point. I didn't know all the stuff. He's all messed up and he doesn't know why because he's got to get some of that sweet potato pie. And I'm like, Matthew's got to do with her yams. So, what, Daddy? What?
He probably had too much of it in the first place.
The only thing I knew about yams is like, I only like them candied.
Oh, yeah.
Candied yams. I mean, with like a shellacking of syrup.
Oh, God.
That's why I'm type 2 diabetic.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. I drink the juice, man. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Schlacken's always
good. It was
good.
Like sugar cough syrup. It was wonderful.
Just all that stuff as a kid.
You always made me feel...
You might have actually bled gravy.
Funny if I ordered pancakes because you tell me it smells like I pee my pants.
I've proven this countless times over the years.
Actually, no.
If you walk into a room and someone is eating pancakes or anything with maple syrup and you do not realize that, the first scent smells like piss. And it's true.
Yeah, especially the ones that I ordered because it was sugar-free. And it smells more like...
We'll try that on Monday. We'll see if it's sugar-free, regular, or you pissed your pants. That's another bit we'll do Monday. We're getting the whole show planned for Monday.
So exciting.
Thank you, Paige.
I have to hold it.
What is up in sports?
Steph Curry, man, is breaking records again. We'll tell you which one he got last night. Probably never going to be touched again. Plus, we talk about a famous auction. It's about to come up. Certain athletes no longer with us. So what's going to happen to his belongings? Which I saw was a box of Magnums in his bedside table when the camera was touring his room.
Are those really accurately bigger than the regular ones?
Oh yeah, they're big. They're big rubbers. But I didn't know this person was sexually active up until months before he passed. That's why they were in there. This is like a whole description.
Okay, if this wasn't sports, I would guess Gene Hackman.
No, no. But like,
God, who's a? I'm trying to think of. There's so many people that die. It's hard to keep up.
One of the auctions, or one of the items in the auction, is a replica Heisman Trophy.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
Copy of a driver's license.
I had two guesses, so I think you just solidified. Did that person win a Heisman?
He did.
Did they?
That's why they have a replica.
Well.
But there's one item
buy one.
That's not going to go up for auction that people really want to bid on. So I have to talk about that one item.
Is it a pair of gloves?
Oh, no.
Okay, so maybe I'm not thinking of the right person. All right, we'll find out who it is next in your Rise Guys Sports. Happy Friday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Joe.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Let's do a little This Day in Sports History, trivia style. On this day in 1967, this defensive end was the first pick of the NFL draft by the Baltimore Colts.
Defensive end. What year again?
1967.
Okay. I swear I think I know this one. I got to think of his real name, though.
I got two hints for you.
Is his first name...
Well, one's not a hint. I can give you initials.
Okay.
B.S.
Bubba Smith.
Was Bubba Smith.
Lieutenant Hightower.
Yeah.
Police Academy.
I had the Hightower doll. His arms were like straight up in the air.
I hate his rookie card, though, because he's such a big, huge dude, and the pictures from, like, the top of his pecs up his head
make
only.
Make him look short?
Well, it's not a very good picture of it. Damn.
Yeah, there it is right there.
Yeah, it's just not a good look. It's like, dude, that guy's a giant, and they just made that little picture of him.
$159 on eBay. This is going for PSA 8.
Man, oh man.
Well, Clemson won that game last night, beat SMU 57-54. They play Louisville tonight in the ACC tournament at 9:30.
Louis Louis.
They're in the other semifinal game is Duke, North Carolina. But Duke's not going to have Cooper Flagg. He hurt his ankle. So they could be ripe for the picking. North Carolina could upset them. We'll see.
It's like, is obviously two different sports, but like, is Belichick showing up the games? Like, is he is he?
With his girlfriend.
Oh, I mean, of course. Like, that's the only.
You know, she wants to be around the college eggplant emojis.
What if, though, she is like, there's.
Banana emojis.
We talk about this judgment that's passed, and we do it ourselves. Like, what if they are in love?
Yes.
Could be.
What if they are in love?
She seems to have a good sense of humor to take all the jokes. Good looking, too.
He's always been this grim, never smiling kind of guy, but you saw a different side of him at the Brady roast. Like, maybe he doesn't want to have that, when he was.
What's the age difference on that?
Like 50 years.
Oh. Yeah,
there's a lot. No love there.
She's 24, he's in his 70s.
Yeah. Please.
But,
but what if? Maybe she's an old soul, you know?
Might be. No, he's going to have to lighten up a lot to kind of get these guys to come play for him and commit to him. But we'll see. Some people think he'll be there maybe 2 years and he'll be back in the NFL because somebody's going to break, Shula's record at some point. Belichick or Andy Reid, one of those two. Steph Curry last night, 4,000 career three-pointers. So he's number one in that now.
I don't know basketball records. Like, obviously, it sounds huge.
Yeah. He's statistically, obviously, the greatest shooter of all time, but he's broken all the shooting records from Reggie Miller and Ray Allen, all those guys. Let me see who's number two.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. You have to be careful saying the last name. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Be very careful with that.
So Curry just passed. Okay. Wow. I did not know that was number two. James Harden says here's
I said
number
that in
two.
The bathroom this morning.
James Harden's got over 3,000. Well, look, he never played defense, and there was a time to where he was, launching up a good. But yeah, I didn't know he was ahead of Ray Allen. James Harden passed Ray Allen. Career three pointers.
Just don't keep up with that near. I never really did.
And then
that's why I don't really I say Jordan's the best of all time. But I know statistically you got your LeBron stuff. But it's like, man, Mike though is Michael.
Dude, Reggie Miller is only sixth on the list of career three pointers. He's behind Damian Lillard and Klay Thompson.
Good Lord.
That's a surprise. That Damian Lillard is that high on the list.
And Klay Thompson, too.
Yeah, Klay Thompson's number five.
Good Lord.
Okay, look. Harden at two is 31-27. Curry's at 4,000. Lillard's not going to catch that. Klay's not going to catch it. LeBron, seventh, not going to catch it. Kyle Korver, I didn't think he'd be in the top 10, but he's number eight.
I know Dale's proud, but do you think down deep is jealousy?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because Dale was a shooter. But Steph.
But there's no Steph without Dale.
Is Seth pissed? I mean, Seth has a solid NBA career. Made a lot
but
of money.
Yeah, but it's like the Venus and Serena thing. Of course,
is
they
it
both
that
were
political,
really
though,
good,
that
though.
You they pick their favorites? Or is it really
I think
fair?
That. Well, look at this through the lens of a Craig Griffey. You had Ken Griffey Sr., who was awesome, Hall of Famer, 75 World Series, great. And then his son, Junior, comes up, oh, yes, my kid. He'll be in the league a couple years. Goes on to be the kid. And then Craig's over there like, man, I played for Seattle for like 2 years.
What am I going to do? Then Griffey, Junior goes back, goes to Cincinnati and gets hurt just too much.
Oh, bless him.
I hated that he went to Cincinnati. I hated that.
Wanted to carry that Griffey red leg. Legacy.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of here. I'll tell you real quick, the one, O.J. Simpson, you had the right person.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, but the wrong item. So what people really want is the actual deathbed.
Oh, good.
And that
gracious.
Is not. They say it's not going up for auction because it's already been returned.
Bed where yeah. he died on?
Yeah.
What in the world?
Deathbed.
What the hell? Where would you put that?
In a bedroom.
I mean, well, I know that, but why would you have that? I mean, you wouldn't sleep on it, though.
Well, here's the thing.
I bet you weirdos would Airbnb it.
Yeah, they probably would.
It's already been returned to hospice.
Oh, good.
You
oh,
know it God. Ain't. Somebody's got it. They're
like,
not going to go put
even
that.
If you were like a fan and you like threw the stuff out, like, I was like, maybe yeah. it's golf clubs, but even then, it's like,
you know the Bible?
That's where I'm different about, like, I like collectibles and memorabilia and stuff.
Not
but I remember.
Me. I don't want anything with any negativity attached.
To the Korn concert that time in Charlotte, and Jonathan Davis had his murder museum there, like
oh,
a traveling.
No.
And I'm like, God, this I do not like this.
I would have left.
Because that brings back.
I went through it and looked at it, but it was weird though, man.
All that negative energy, you don't want that.
Did
anymore.
He have the door to Sharon Tate's house?
That
there?
Was. I don't think he had it yet, or he had already sold it to. Whoever the other famous
Trent Reznor guy.
Trent
right.
Reznor guy.
I asked him if he drove the car, Ted Bundy's car, his the Volkswagen.
I thought you were talking about Christine. I was like, that was a movie.
No, but would you want to drive that car? You think you'd die driving?
I don't want to drive any car at this rate.
No, no, not till like 10:01. All right, thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
9:54.
Well, we 9:50. You said like Short Sphinx. 9:54.
I'm trying not to. Get on that tip again.
Get on that tip.
I love it though.
It's once you start talking like that, it's hard not to. Like I'm afraid I see him again. I'm gonna say, "Hey, are you trying to talk like me?"
There's only one me.
Oh, he's so nice.
All right, 8:00. We've got the guy who wants to get the advice on. What was the good tease I said earlier? His girlfriend's job requires her to do what some would call a little flirting, and it's getting to where he doesn't like it anymore, and he thinks he's getting it in his head that she's cheating when he doesn't think she's cheating. It's just she's got a job where she's got to, quote, flirt for her job.
He's messing with his own head.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk with him a little after 8:00. Yeah, he's on his own head. Speaking of heads, I got a funny farm story to tell you about next. It's funny, fascinating, and gross as hell. Get ready to eat your breakfast. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat Boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.